It's very exciting times for us, Harry. We now go into a tendering stage. We have a lot of plans, I suppose, about how we'd like the new building to present to our members and the type of privacy and comfort we'd like to give them. And we're working with Vincent Pannon Architects, and that's a busy couple of months ahead.
Any idea as to when the new credit union will actually open in what was the Clarence Hotel?
We're looking forward to, I suppose, it'll be January, February 2020. Seems a long time away, but it's not really. And it's really pleasing to, as you say, to have planning permission yesterday. But we've a lot of work to do now, and it's exciting work. And it's work we're looking forward to. What we want to provide in the old Clarence Hotel is that we give comfort and privacy to members, and that we serve them as we feel we should have. Our building in Stephen Street, we just have outgrown, and it has served us really well, but we're really looking forward to the next chapter.
You're really moving into what is an iconic building in Wine Street there, particularly a very iconic and distinctive facade.
It's beautiful. I think anybody in Sligo has some affection for it. It's a very strong building. It has a lot of character. We certainly, our heritage officers in the council have correctly very strong views as to what we can and can't do, and what we'll be doing is retaining that exactly as it is and enhancing it for, I suppose, access for all our members. But it's a beautiful building. We uncovered that, or our architects uncovered for us, that it was originally, we believe, built for the surgeon in Sligo Jail. And it's actually, when you look at the governor's house in the jail, it's a replica of that building. And I think everybody has good memories, mostly good memories of their nights in the Clarence as well over the years.